Labor Day weekend marks the unofficial end of summer in many ways. In Detroit, it denotes the last weekend that the pool at Brennan Recreation Facility in Rouge Park is open. It's the only outdoor pool run by the city of Detroit. On a recent August afternoon, WDET's Laura Herberg went there to check it out.
Two aquamarine Olympic-sized swimming pools are glistening in the summer sun. One of them is a lap pool, separated by floating lines. A couple young men are poised to dive into it.
Ready? Yeah.
Brennan Pool is one of seven pools run by the city of Detroit. The facility was built in 1929, and after being closed for a period of time, it was renovated and reopened in 2014. Residents now come here for swim lessons, water aerobics, and more. King Williams is at the pool today training. He's a member of the Detroit All-Star Aquatic Swim Team. Williams says his relationship with swimming began when his mom took him to a rec center and asked him if he wanted to swim.
And me being four, I didn't know what she meant, so I said yes. But she said her reason for putting me into swimming was because back then I had a nervous tic, and instead of putting me on medications, she put me in the water so I would be able to get better.
And did it work? Has it helped you?
Yes, it has worked. I don't have it no more.
These days, Williams is one of the best swimmers in the state. He recently placed second for 12-year-olds in the 100 freestyle at the Michigan Age Group State Championships. LaVon Waters also grew up swimming and has been in a lot of pools in the area. She says as an outdoor venue, Brennan has its perks.
My favorite part is sometimes in the summer, it starts raining a little bit. That cools, like that warms up the temperature.
Waters swam competitively in the past, but says this summer her focus has been on teaching lessons. She wants to help prevent drownings in her community. At least three locals have died this summer alone.
There's been so many drownings this year, especially with people of color, so I think it's very important for everybody to learn how to swim.
Over the summer, the city offered free swim lessons at Brennan and other pools. In the shallow end of the second swimming pool here, a group of young kids are splashing around. Christina Moss and Unaya Seals are eager to show off some tricks.
Can I show you this flip? Oh, that's a backflip!
She's doing backwards somersaults. Oh, okay. Now they're both doing backwards somersaults.
Next, the girls swim with their front torsos submerged underwater while their legs kick behind them. And wait for it, one of them has her eyes open.
My swim chest teach me how to swim underwater without no goggles. So I really see under the water.
Sharon Green is lounging on a nearby lawn chair, keeping an eye on her daughter, niece, and nephew.
I enjoy watching them have fun. They can't get enough of this place up here.
Green lives in Detroit and says she takes the kids here three or four times a week.
Yes, yeah, so it's a very nice place to bring your family just to get away, you know?
Soon, changes will be underway for the facility. $20 million from Detroit Pistons owner Tom Gores' family foundation will be used to build a new community center next to the pool. City officials say the idea is to fill a gap in indoor recreation access for the surrounding Cody Rouge neighborhood. At a community meeting in August, attendees were asked to say what they wanted to see at the facility by choosing from a list of options like a fitness center, cooking classes, crafts, and more. Additional community engagement meetings are planned for the fall and winter. Construction of the new facility is scheduled to begin next summer. I'm Laura Herberg, WDET News.